Well, while the country bleeds red, the speaker bleeds orange. Bleeds orange, see? Yeah. Bleeding orange, you know. That man, it's that man tan that he wears all the time. He's the last guy in America wearing man tan. Speaker Boehner. Yeah. Oh, in the interest of transparency, I should point out that Jim today is wearing a mock Jim cam on his head.
That's what? Right. The receiver is broken.
Yes, his receiver is broken, not the cameras. But I'm sorry, Jim, but that's just there to reassure you that. But it's just, it doesn't work anymore. So those of you at home looking at your screens wondering, where is the Jim cam? There it is.
It's here, but it's not working.
All right, let's go to the news right now. All the news that isn't debt ceiling collapses on Gang of Six. That's the headline. Cantor, of course, crawled away from it because he was at the kids' table. And they were just this far apart, as Dad used to say. Yeah. I'm sure that's what he meant, as far as I know. Of course, each one is charging it's the other's default. Oh, yeah, no fault but default, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is, I guess I don't have to pay my light bill, because we got to choose now which bills we pay. So what's fair for the goose is fair for the...
Gander.
Thank you. I knew there was another one there. Got to prioritize, so cable and internet, and then medical bills, you know, down the line. Mortgage, college tuition, those things. The president actually has gathered the usual suspects, even as we speak right now, to the White House. They're moving the goalpost a little closer to Mr. Boehner for another do-over kick. No, I just felt, though, really, Mitch McConnell cannot hold a ball worth a damn. He cringes, you know.
Can't see it, actually.
Yes. President Obama has sweetened the pot by taking a reverse mortgage on the White House. They pay you. It's the most amazing thing. Jim, you probably have this already.
No, I don't.
He has declared August 2nd to be September 15th, so that gives us a little breathing room. Congress passed Plan 9 from Outer Space the other day, so that should help. Not to be confused with the giant tomatoes from space, but or to be confused, I think. You know, when your only check and balance is John Stewart, you know you're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. In other news, owner's okay NFL contract and will be taking the field in August. Got a lot of training to do, Lucy. Space shuttle Atlantis to go condo in Huntsville, Alabama, subdivision. Alongside the converted Saturn boosters they have there. They're very roomy, actually. You can live in those. Now begins a private race to the moon, very much like Despicable Me. So that should be a lot of fun. You have just 60 days left to ask and tell. Marcus Bachman. You know, there's even more to the Bachman family story since Michelle is really Michael. No wonder the migraines, and that's a lot to juggle. Tiger fires the caddy who handed the club to Ellen. It was a five, I think.
I think it was two.
For that purpose, it's a good club. Straw poll shows Katy Perry over Rick 10-1. This just in, negotiators have agreed not to raise the debt ceiling, but to lower the debt floor. So Rupert Murdoch says he thought the hacking was whooping cough. And it's something akin to the alignment of heavenly bodies. Both Hugh Grant and the Taliban were hacked in the same day. Pretty cool. A 14-year-old hacked NATO into nay and toe the other day. That was pretty cool. B-list celebrities have been lining up to get hacked by News Corp, so I'm hoping to myself. I'm a C-lister, actually. Rupert Murdoch has launched another Spanish-American war, just for the heck of it. Take some of the pressure off him, I guess. Wendy Deng is testing the waters in Iowa now. She's a big star. And I'll tell you, when Wendy wanted to use her cell phone in the library at Northridge there, she did, ladies and gentlemen. That's Wendy. Google Plus skewed towards the full-figured. The new Apple Lion operating system is delivered through an implant in the back of your neck. Casey Anthony spotted skating past Muscle Beach on Venice, California boardwalk. Okay, that's a keeper. Boy, you guys can be quiet when you want to be. Very good. Thank you for using your quiet responses. That definitely was not her couponing at the Save More in Michigan, so that was... Cut off his penis and put it through the disposal, the worst "that's what she said" ever. Come on, that was... You'll laugh about that on the way
That's
home.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know I will. Minnesota has got about 3,500 of the lakes up and running now, so that's good. I have 3,500 lakes, so I gotta do the plates over real quick. The Dalai Lama reworks the feng shui in the Obama map room. He was in there the other day moving things around. Okay, we're almost through this. I feel the same way you do, believe me. Taverns open their doors for victims of the heat wave. You know, it's been so hot that a lot of the guys who are concealing and carrying actually are going off in their pants. It's that hot. But that's a Second Amendment right, too, by the way. Poll reveals 62% of Americans say there may be a better country but can't find it on a map. Survey finds baby boomers not afraid of losing their looks. A second survey finds they should be. Republican gerrymandering pushes Wisconsin Democrats into the UP. They're upers now, by golly. And boy, the summer is going fast, already up to 39 Cub victories. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Good night.